I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
Plenty Questions.
Hello.
Hi there.
Welcome to Plenty Questions.
With Lucy Porter and Justin Edwards. So, we're going to ask you some questions shortly, but first...
Some questions and a general knowledge question, general brain teaser. But here's the answer to last episode's brain teaser.
Yes, which was, what links an alcoholic beverage made by fermenting honey with water,
yes,
the biblical twin brother of Abel,
yes,
the character played by John Ratzenberger in Cars,
yes,
and the police constable of Doc Green?
Yes, and what are the answers to
all
of them?
Well, the answers are, they are Mead, Kane, Mac and Dixon, and they're all notable Lees. So Lee Mead played Joseph on stage.
Lee Kane was
the Prime Minister's Director of Communications. Lee Mack is a stand-up comedian, and Lee Dixon was a footballer who played for Arsenal and England in the 80s and 90s.
Wonderful. Good jewels, so, well, if you know what they say. Hanging
oh,
the jewels.
God, you love Joseph.
I do love Joseph
so
and Turner Country and Coat.
No idea why. Anyway, thank you to Raphael H. Tetris Esquire on Twitter, a.k.a. Nick Wookie of Cheshire. Thank you for that.
Very good brain teaser. And there'll be another brain teaser after these.
There sure will.
Plenty questions.
Question one. Which brothers first demonstrated their hot air balloon in 1873? The Montgolfier brothers. Question two. In which Australian TV soap did Danny Minogue star? Home and Away. Question 3. Which John Steinbeck novel tells the story of George Milton and Lenny Small? Of Mice and Men. Question 4. In the movie Elf, what is the name of the department store that Buddy the Elf works at? Gimbals. Question 5. Which is the only true flying mammal? The bat. Question 6. In which European nation was 17th century philosopher Spinoza born? Holland. Question 7. Who was married to Penny Calvert, Anthea Redfern, and Wilnelia Merced? Bruce Forsyth. Question 8. ZANU-PF is the ruling political party in which nation? Zimbabwe. Question 9. What is the capital of Finland? Helsinki. Question 10. In March 1986, a fire badly damaged which London palace? Hampton Court Palace. Question 11. The Salticid family of spiders are more commonly known by what name? Jumping spiders. Question 12. Where was the 1986 Football World Cup held? Mexico. Question 13. Which region of the Earth's atmosphere lies above the stratosphere? The ionosphere. Question 14. The Modfather is the nickname of which UK musician? Paul Weller. Question 15. The number of atoms or molecules in one mole of a substance commonly has what name after an Italian scientist? Avogadro's constant. Question 16. In which animated Disney film would you hear the line, "Here is a baby with eyes of blue, straight from heaven, right to you"? Dumbo. Question 17. Shake hand and pen hold are the two most common types of grip in which sport? Table tennis. Question 18. How many sides does a rhombus have? 4. Question 19. Which Hindu god is responsible for creation of the world and all its creatures? Brahma. And question 20. Which came first, the penny farthing or the penny black? The penny black in 1840.
There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet us at Plenty Questions with a Z to let us know your scores. We had some good scores last week. Chris Johnson got 13.
Well done.
On Friday, which is very good. What else can I see? Jim Shaw, blah, blah. Tim Worthington got 16. Ooh. Quality score. Mark Bloor got 18. Very, very close.
Very close.
And that's...
Well, you've all done very well.
Everyone's done very well. In fact,
even if you only got two, at least you're taking part.
It's not the winning, it's the taking
it
part,
is.
Isn't it?
It really is.
Yes. And so what is our brain teaser for today?
It is. What links?
Hang on, I've got a sting for
oh,
you.
Oh, God, yes,
yeah,
sorry.
Keep with it. Brain teasers, question my brain.
Brain teasers, drive me insane. I'm glad we stopped.
That was worth hanging around for, wasn't it?
Yeah. So what links famous music pubs in Herne Hill and Putney of London, Michael Flatley, and a BBC soap opera set aboard a North Sea ferry?
Wow. Go on again. Go on,
famous music pubs in Herne Hill and Putney, Michael Flatley, and a BBC soap opera set aboard a North Sea ferry.
Well, I don't know.
You don't?
No, I really don't. And I can't wait to find out. But I will have to wait, won't I? I'll have to wait until the next episode of Plenty Questions, which is when we'll all speak to you and you'll hear us next.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Just calm down, bye. 20 questions, plenty questions, episode 88. If you've listened to them all, we think you are really great.
Plenty questions.
Well, thank you for your loyalty.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.